Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of 4-Day Weekends. I was in the shower this morning and had one of these downloads. I will hold it up for those who are watching on YouTube, the shower notes, and they've been sitting there blank for a while, didn't really get anything. And then suddenly this idea just came to me when I was thinking about my book. And I may be doing a little bit of shifting when it comes to the book, but I figured it would be a really good podcast episode. The idea that came to me was we're still in 3D, how to navigate the road to 5D ascension in business. So let's jump in and talk about that today. If you've been feeling like you're old business strategies aren't working anymore, you're not going crazy, we are in the middle of this massive shift. If you even know what I'm talking about, then you're in the right place. If not, this may not be the right podcast for you. But if you're aware of the planet, everyone ascending into this new reality. I've heard it called all kinds of things, but I'm just calling it 3D moving into 5D or the ascension or the new earth, any of those things, then you know what I'm talking about. And it is going on right now, and it will be going on probably for years to come. But for now, we're in this really weird place where we still have bills to pay and we still are living in 3D, even though I feel myself moving in and out quite often. And when it comes to business, I feel like I get knocked right back down every time into 3D. It's easy for me to go sit out in nature and to meditate and to watch some cool astrology videos or to talk about contact happening in the next few years. And then it's okay, but I have to get back to my real world, which I know we're still have one foot here and one foot there, some of us. And I'm going to talk about a little bit of that in my own story coming up. But I am going to be talking more about this bridge because I feel like that's what I'm here to do. And that's where we are right now. We're taking one step forward, one step forward, one step forward, and more of that bridge is appearing as things are wacky. The old paradigms are breaking away. What's been supporting us is no longer viable anymore. And so it all feels a little shaky and unsteady. But at the same time, we can't just zoom ourselves into 5D and just be floating on a cloud somewhere in this, we don't need money anymore in this flow and abundance and all of that. We're back and forth between competition, scarcity, this hustle culture, force and pushing and making things happen, and collaboration, abundance, flow, alignment, and using your intuitive gifts and going with that flow. And so we are living both simultaneous, and it really can create a lot of confusion, a lot of frustration for conscious entrepreneurs, myself included. I feel like it's one step forward and two steps back, sometimes three steps forward and 10 steps back. If I get caught up in something or I see somebody posting a YouTube video or something on Instagram, or I get an email from somebody, I'm like, oh my gosh, I should be doing that too. Or how come I'm not doing this kind of thing anymore? It feels really confusing. So I want to talk a little bit about my journey here when it comes to this, because I had some amazing business insights and what I was going to bring out in the very beginning of 2025. And I just had a really hard time talking about what I was going to do, but I knew this is what I wanted. This is the way it was supposed to go. And I really was stuck in the 5D, I think a little too much, or I don't know what I was expecting. I don't want to say too much, but it just wasn't working the way I thought it was going to work. I pretty much shut down social media at the end of last year. I'm like, I'm not going to do anything that I've done before in business. I went an all or nothing type of thing. In the past, I have done webinar funnels and email marketing and just all of your typical type stuff to, you know, Facebook ads to enroll people into my programs. I followed the formula that I was taught and used over the last 12 to 15 years in my business. And then I got really sick of all of it and just stopped doing much of anything except for this podcast and maybe some weekly emails or that's about the only thing I kept doing, just staying in touch with my community. And I kept doing the podcast. It was like my one anchor, but everything else just left because I was like, I don't know what I'm going to be doing in business. I don't know what I'm going to be selling. I don't know what I'm going to be offering. I don't know how this thing is going to look. And I just went into this cocoon hibernation mode for many months and then came out the other side, probably like February, March, and really had some ideas on what I wanted to do. And then I tried to fit that back in with business. What do I do and how do I make this work? And I kept going to networking and talking about all these very big ideas. And it was just a little too high level maybe. And people are like, that sounds amazing, but I don't need that right now. I was like, okay, that's great. I've had to keep dropping myself down. And I don't mean dropping myself down from like a frequency standpoint, but I feel like refining and refining until I finally have gotten to this place where it feels like the yin and the yang are coming together. The masculine and the feminine. And I think we find this in our businesses, in our lives. For me, I have a lot of masculine fire energy. And then at the same time, I can go way over here and be super feminine and going with the flow into the law of attraction vibration, very mystical, following my intuition, very intuitive and creative. I feel like there's a balance. And at least right now, while we are still in this 3D landscape, there's a bit of a balance. And I feel like this is what's coming anyway through our culture, through our lives and history of humankind. We have shifted, really swung back from the matriarchy to the patriarchy. So we don't need to go back to the matriarchy. What I think in order for us to ascend is that we need to come together in this masculine, feminine as equals and working together. And that also feels like what is needed in business right now. We can't be too far over here. We can't be too far over here. So here are some of the challenges that I have found from my own navigating through all of this. Again, there's not a straight line to follow. There's not a map to follow. We're just figuring it out as we go. And I'm trying to stay on the cutting edge and be ahead of what's happening to help others over businesses into this new ascension or into this new earth or whatever it's going to end up being. But in the meantime, I think we can fall into a couple of these challenges. And the first one is this impatient trap, which I think is what I did. I just wanted to abandon everything, all of the 3D systems. I'm just done with all of this. And I just want to throw it all away and just stay over here and play in the energetics, in the love, in the whole high frequency, do some beautiful ceremony and seasonal stuff. But at the same time, we still need some structure while we are transitioning, because maybe you are over there, or maybe there are some people over there, but many of your customers, and probably that's what I found, is most of my customers are not there. My clients are not quite at that place, and I'm not there all the time either. I pop in and out. So it's really hard to run a business over there when you're not there all the time. And when your customers and your colleagues and other people are not quite getting what you're saying, we still need to have some kind of structure to keep us grounded and keep us here so that we could still enroll people into our programs. We have to pay the bills. We have to still show up in our business in hopefully different ways. And that's what I'm trying to bring. But we still do have to do some of these things. It's not a complete leave everything behind and just walk through this new door. We're not there. It could be 10 years down the road before or longer. We really have no idea. I have no idea how long it's going to take and what it's all going to look like. But I don't think we're just going to wake up one day in paradise with unicorns running around. But I think it's a very slow process to move. And so we can't jump the gun and just go, not doing any of that. I'm just going to meditate over here and attract what I need to attract. There is some of that happening, but I don't think we can solely rely on that. Okay, the next thing I'm seeing is this guilt complex, or just feeling bad about still needing to market, still needing to make money. We have this thought that to be spiritual is to not need things, right? Is to just go live on a mountaintop. We shouldn't have to be having these big money goals and this revenue. It feels very bro marketing, and it does feel very masculine, but we do need to live. Right now, money is the way our society is working. And so if we don't have the money, then we are not empowering ourselves to do it. And we shouldn't feel bad, because this is still the world we are living in. And until something changes, then this is our permission to be spiritual and practical. Again, it's the combining. It's not the either or, it is the combining of both, spiritual and practical. We have to still do all of the actions and whatever's needed to run a business until, again, till sunshine and roses are going all the time, and all we have to do is think something and it appears. In the meantime, we'd still need some practical strategies and things that do actually work as we're crossing over this bridge. And the third thing is the confusion, not knowing which way to go, not knowing who to trust and who to believe, what to do. And again, I'm still floundering around a little bit. I can see when I get off the track, because it starts to feel not authentic for me. Oh, maybe I should run these fill in the blank, whatever it is. I need to have a whole week's worth of this and that and do all my content, and going back into those old ways and not trusting yourself to tap into what's going on intuitively, not trusting that you're on the right path, because maybe you don't see exactly what you thought you might see. That's what's happened with me. I'm like, oh, I thought I was going to be able to just come out of the gate and have everybody want to join my programs, and it was going to be this whole new way, and we were going to be holding hands around the campfire singing Kumbaya, but it's not happened that way. And that's okay, because we don't really know what's going to happen, but I feel like that's illogical. So how to discern a little bit between these fear-based thoughts of, I have to cling to this old way that I know worked, versus the true intuitive guidance. I find myself sliding back and forth. When I'm very intuitive, things feel great and I'm moving forward. And then suddenly I'm like, yeah, but nobody signed up for my this. And then it's like immediately I drop down and I go, oh, I better grasp onto this other thing over here, because I must not be doing enough. I must not be doing it right. And I think we're all going through some of that. And I'm not saying I've got it all down pat. I just am starting to recognize when it's happening, so I can go, oh, okay, let's take a walk. Or do I really actually feel like this is the way I should go? And maybe there is some more masculine that I do need to bring in. Maybe I do need to be a little proactive when I am trying to fill my retreat or whatever I'm doing. So before we start making decisions in our business, just check in, right? Have an energy check. Does this feel expansive, or does this feel like it's causing me to constrict and make myself smaller? And if it feels open and this is the right way to go, then follow that path. And then not every path leads you to the pot of gold. This is what I've found. It's okay, but I needed to go down these little side paths in order to get me to this new place that I'm going. So we have to still be able to pivot when something doesn't feel quite right. And that's what I've had to do for the last 6 months, honestly. I came out with guns a-blazing with this whole idea and what I was going to say, and I've changed it and refined it till it finally really sank into my sacred marketing and sacred email and sacred business. And it just feels really great. A lot of it is, oh, I was already talking about that last year. And sometimes that's what happened. We circle back around to what we were saying, but we're just bringing it with a new energy. It doesn't always necessarily have to be a completely new thing. That's what I always feel like. I've got to do this something completely different and stop everything I'm doing and then just do this new thing that's going to save my business or save me or be the easy button for everyone or be the thing that's everyone's going to want, right? It doesn't always work that way. Try to just keep pivoting, even if it's these little tiny shifts and little tiny pivots as you're going down your path. We sometimes veer off. We still get back to the path. We might take the little longer way around. But maybe we needed to take that in order to get clear about something else in the future. All right. Combining this intuitive guidance with these practical strategies, using ancient wisdom of nature, the seasons and the stars and your higher guides with modern tools like emailing and still being out there, getting in front of people, doing workshops, or I'm using podcasts. There are ways to combine the technology that we're using without losing ourselves to running our businesses with AI completely, like really using them as tools. Technology is a tool, and it is how you use this tool. Do you use it when you need to, but don't use it for everything, right? We don't want to become just another saying everything that everybody else is saying. Right now, it's time to connect with your audience, connect with what feels right for you, connect to your intuition, and really start speaking your truth and coming from a place of authenticity so that you are saying something a little bit different. You are talking to your ideal clients or your community in a way that is connecting with them. And for me, even if nobody's listening to this podcast, I feel like I'm getting clearer just by speaking this truth onto this recording. It just helps me to understand myself. It's a little bit of self-awareness and more self-awareness in my business. Let's stop trying to be perfect as we move through this transition. We're all doing this together. And if you're listening to this podcast, then you are going through it just like I am. And it's okay to do it wrong or to make mistakes or to not understand what's going on. I don't think anybody has like way, right? There's no blueprint on how to ascend to 5D, and there's no blueprint on how to move your business into 5D. What I'm looking to find is what feels right to me, what feels authentic to me, what feels like I want to do more of that. And that's what I'm teaching inside of my Sacred Business program and my workshops. And that's what I'm here to help you guys with, is to just give you something. And I know it's not a whole lot, but maybe it's a lifeline when you're seeing things crumble around you, is to go inside and to get clear on the way that you want to move your business. And then look outside. Okay, we know the path. This is what I want to do. This is what I want to bring. This is my message, my purpose, my mission. And once you understand that, then it's time to bring in some practical strategies to help you get there. Because otherwise you'll be spinning over there in all the intuitive loveliness of it, but nothing will actually come out and be seen as we are still here checking emails and on social medias and showing up for networking. And until we can just shoot a thought out to everyone in the world and everybody hears us, we have to do it this way. So I hope this gave you a little bit of encouragement and a little bit of structure on how to start moving forward into 5D, but to also have one foot planted over here, because the fact is, this is where we still are. And I'm not sure how it's all going to come out in the end, but I'm really excited to see where we all end up. If you're looking for more information and want a little help on sacred marketing, you can get my sacred marketing activation. It is a less than 20-minute guided meditation on getting clear on your intuition, who your ideal person might be, and then I take you through a practical exercise. So we do the spiritual and the practical right inside of this meditation, because these are the parts that are available to us right now, and these are what's needed to move our business forward. If you'd like a copy, you can grab it. Check the link below for the sacred marketing activation and see if this will give you new guidance, inspiration, or motivation to get your work out in the world in a more authentic way. Until next time, I will see you guys then.